Good morning with us on a Friday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And the editorializing in the New York Times is something you have been talking about, not only with me, but on the roundtable panel each and every day about Ferguson. And that is, the problem is bigger than Ferguson.
David, what happened here is this. A couple of thugs or bad people took shots at policemen in Ferguson. This is a terrible setback. The Justice Department had come in. The entire layer of bureaucracy was being removed from Ferguson. Things were moving ahead. Of course, we do know that there is a problem with racism in the United States. It can't be denied. Take a look at the traffic stops. You take a look at the people who have been arrested. You take a look at who's incarcerated. It is a system which has come down to punishing blacks in a way that has not happened with the rest of America. That comes directly out of a history of slavery, of economic oppression, and it will not be easy to solve. So you start with Ferguson, and along come people who don't want progress in this way and who take a couple of shots. If that's what they did, they have succeeded, because now this whole city is in disarray and things have gone backwards.
Speaking of disarray, Alan, the email deletion policy in New York State has now roiled Albany, including the New York Attorney General stepping in to suspend the automatic email purge in his office. The Cuomo administration, for their part, say the policy was started during the Spitzer administration, and there have been a big confab meeting to try to figure out how they're going to make sure that there's transparency all around.
Well, one of the problems, of course, is that Speaker Hastie has now stepped forward, according to the newspapers, to suggest that he has no interest in making this whole thing apply to the legislature. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. This is a speaker who came in, took over for Sheldon Silver, and said that there was going to be a transparency policy and that there were going to be people who were doing the right things from now on, and that the people were going to have confidence in the legislature, and anything but that has happened. Look, it turns out that he's taken a page from Speaker Silver's book. He is going to shill for the legislature and do what they need, and he is not going to put any kinds of new bracelets on the hands of these legislators so that they can be held responsible, so that there can be transparency. This is a terrible thing, and Governor Cuomo should be ashamed of himself for not doing exactly what Eric Schneiderman is doing in his Department of Law. This needs to be done so that when something goes wrong, we can go back and look at those emails and see whether everybody has done the right thing.
Meanwhile, Alan, in New Hampshire, there's a story this morning in the New York Times that, speaking to Clinton supporters, that they're bucking up. And while they say they're in for a bumpy ride with her potential run in 2016, they're not backing away.
You know, David, I don't think that the Democrats have a number two right now. So if they have a little bit of a bumpy ride, so be it. Right now, I think the Democrats understand that if they are going to win, they're going to have to stick with this candidate, because the moment they jettison her, they have jettisoned the plan for keeping the White House. Right now, all the polls show Hillary Clinton ahead. Why would they give up a candidate who is ahead over something that is so insignificant relative to the running of this country that they would give in? Look, when they say they're going to have a rocky ride, let me tell you, they're going to do everything they can to damage this person, because they know, the Republicans, that this is the one person who can win the White House for the Democrats, and they're not going to stop.